1.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannon sitting in for Joe again this week. 51551 is our text number. Sinead O'Carroll, news editor with thejournal.ie, you tweeted yesterday about an experience that a lot of women will be very familiar with, and it sparked quite the reaction.
Yeah, it was actually this morning, which I think probably made it slightly more unusual to be walking to work on a Monday morning just before 7 o'clock in the morning and to get catcalled from a car.
So where was this, Sinead?
In Dublin. So near our offices in Dublin, small street. So I was right beside a car and just turned around. The window had been rolled open and there was three men in it. So three different years. And as I said in my tweet, I recognised one of them from being a sports person, which obviously gave me another kind of little jolt when you actually recognise the person who's sissing at you. So, I was in two minds about whether to tweet about it or not. I was, you're fine. I'm sure, Katie, you've experienced it before. You know, after someone shouts at you like that on the street, you are totally fine and you're able just to walk it off. But there is a little, kind of get that little racing heart a little bit and you feel it, you know?
Did you feel, because it was, early in the morning, quite obviously, in a narrow street, as you say, did you feel a little more intimidated by the circumstances?
I kind of explained that when I came into work and kind of told a couple of my colleagues who were there that the narrow street adds to it, the fact that it's early in the morning. And I was thinking, God, if it was winter when I walked to work that early in the morning, in winter it's usually dark, and then I probably would feel a bit more scared about that. And just the idea that you always just feel like I'm not a quiet and retiring wallflower, but I didn't say anything back.
Yeah,
I didn't like tell them where to go, or but it's not appropriate to do that, which is what I would do if I'm in my normal surroundings. You just feel that bit of frozenness about yourself.
Yeah, how did you react? Did you say anything at all?
No, I just walked on. you kind of have a split second where I just kind of stopped, physically kind of was taken aback, and then just walked on. And I think that's usually my reaction when this happens. I don't really ever feel like I can turn around and say something, even though 5 minutes later I wish I said that. I wish I had.
I think everyone has been there. Everyone has been there, Sinead. And tell me, I know online a lot of people are asking you, why aren't you naming and shaming this well-known sports man that was among the people in the car?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I was a bit in two minds about whether to tweet or not. And then I thought it is actually interesting that from my personal point of view, anecdotal as this is, like I feel like I get this less on the street. I feel like, we are improving. I think 10 years ago, this would have been way more normal. So I thought it's still interesting that it's happening. And maybe there's still people out there who have the erroneous view that it's a compliment or it's, a comment on how I look or something like that. So I thought it might be interesting to do that. But also, the fact that it was somebody known who I would know, I thought that it's interesting that there's still a message out there that power can bring and this ability to do whatever you want or say whatever you want to women walking on the road. But then I didn't want to name them because it was kind of besides the point. It was just a conversation to tell people this is happening. And I also didn't want to get into some tit-for-tat, which happens if you talk about...
Well, you'd be drawing the fans on you, I suppose, would be the first thing.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get into it. Some people have already said, that this definitely didn't happen. It's just a made-up story, which, again, is interesting that people would think that someone would make up something as, common as being catcalled on the street. As I said, it definitely happens less, but it still happens.
So people are actually online questioning whether this happened at all.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You get tagged in, so there's a Twitter account called the Didn't Happen of the Year Awards, I think. And people are tagging it as if it didn't happen, which I think is quite funny, because I would imagine most people have seen women being catcalled in the street in the last few weeks. It's definitely, while hopefully lessening, definitely still common, I would think.
I wonder, is it getting less common or you know, in the era of Trump and, you know, somebody who has been heard by everyone and making very derogatory comments about his engagement with women, was subsequently elected to the highest office in the United States of America. The idea that we're on a kind of a progressive curve and that this thing should be happening less often, maybe that's not exactly right, Sinead.
Yeah, hopefully we're not kind of going backwards on it. The other thing I notice as well is when you're a single woman, I definitely feel like you get more of it. You're on your own more, you walk more by yourself. And so definitely when I wouldn't have a partner, I would experience it more. So it's hard to kind of tell, I think, a lot of the time how prevalent it is. But I think even just the while there have been, you know, kind of ridiculous responses to me this morning, there's also been a huge amount of support and a huge amount of men kind of agog that people still in 2019 do this on the street. You know, and I think most people land into that category, that they know that it's wrong. They know it's not a compliment. They know it's not a commentary on how somebody looks. But there's obviously still those few that need a bit of educating on it.
Indeed. Stay with us, Sinead, because I want to go to Kira. Kira, how would you react if you were walking down a narrow street at 7 o'clock in the morning and somebody catcalled you from a car?
Well, I think I would just ignore it because the age I grew up in, wolf whistle was a compliment. And initially when I heard about this, I don't do Twitter, I thought it might have been someone late at night and maybe they were very intimidated and very scared and maybe they were in such a state they would have to go to A&E. But I just think, you know, fellas, when they were out on a night on their way home, I would just put it in that context. But, you know...
So what you're saying, it's no big deal. Is that what you're saying, Kira?
Yes, I would say get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah. I never hear men going or defending themselves on anything that's been said about them. The only thing I can say to Sinead is I'm very glad she didn't report the journalist or whatever. He was obviously, you know, after having a good night out and, you know, I think he might have been at the risk of losing his job. And that might have been a step too far. But... in this world, it's getting very dark out there, and I can understand how she might feel like this. We're going down a very dark road, but the reason I answered your call was because I think men are very silent. So maybe when they do go out on a night out, they're inclined to sort of forget about the new mores they are, and men are silent. Did they ever respond to anything? I mean, I watched a program called The Cutting Edge with Brendan O'Connor, and David Quinn was on.
David Quinn from the Iona Institute.
Well, yes, he used to be editor of the Catholic magazine. But he's a very nice man. But he raised his head above the parapet, really, which I thought was, I commend him, I salute him. He said he would like to put on the slate that he wanted to say something nice about men. And he said that if you look around you in the world, all the construction and all the buildings and monuments and things, a lot of them were built by men. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, he's going to be slated. And he more or less was put in his place. And the other thing I'd say is I find, you know, we're being media driven now. Anything that's fashionable, they will say, they latch on to, and they will have, I always think researchers have the idea where they want the conclusion to be, so, or what they want the conclusion to be. And then they will ring around. But... the question I would like to ask today that I'm on air is, why are men so silent? They never respond.
But I think, isn't the problem, Ciara, is that these men weren't silent? It is the opposite of silence.
Well, you see, here's the thing.
And that they felt they had the right to catcall a woman on her own in a quiet street at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, now, you've made the case for me, Casey, because they're so silent when they do go out on a night out like that, and they were together and they were being boys, and it just came out, and I'm sure it wasn't meant to cause any distress or you put anyone into a distress state. They were on their way home.
So they didn't care, obviously. That was the thing.
No, they didn't care. But I tell you that if any of those fellas in the car, three of them, if they were alone, they wouldn't do it. It's because they're so used to being silenced. And how many times have you heard a man sort of defend himself? I think in this, well, on the radio all the time and the media, all I ever hear is women
giving out.
It seemed to me they're looking to be insulted about anything.
Okay, stay with us, Ciara. Councillor Janice Boylan, women are just looking to be insulted, Ciara thinks.
I'm just having my mouth open a little bit here with a bit of shock there, so just bear with me now for a second. I don't understand it. Women are certainly not looking to be insulted, and men are certainly not quiet. So I don't know where that comes from. Maybe the men she knows are quiet, but the men I know aren't quiet. I'm raising three boys as well. They're very vocal. They're not quiet. They talk about their emotions. They talk about how they're feeling, but they also know to respect women.
So Ciara was basically saying there, look, we're making too big a deal out of this. These are just a few lads being lads. But Dublin City Council take this very seriously.
Absolutely we do. We went in 2014 and we did a walkabout around the area. It was actually an audit. It was a women's safety audit and I took part in it. And it was part of the EN Women Safe Cities Global Programme. And it was 20 cities partook in this. And it was to reduce sexual harassment against women and girls. So basically, in 2013, we took a walk around from Euston Station up to the middle of Abbey Street. We broke up into a couple of groups. We went to different areas of the stretch from, say, Euston Station right way up to Abbey Street. And we encountered different things. Some had no encounters. Others in the group that I was in, we had one man tell us to get out of the way because we were walking in a group. How dare us? And he wanted to walk straight through us. He didn't ask us to move in a nice way. He didn't tell us we were taking up the footpath or anything. He just said, move out of the way. And then we had another man in a laneway flash us on the walkabout. So, I mean, men are not silent. And sometimes when they're silent, that's okay. Women are silent too. But men can speak up for themselves. They do. They have done for years and years. And women are right to stand up and say that they're feeling so uncomfortable with this and it's not right.
Have you ever been the subject of, you know, wolf whistles or cat calls yourself, Janice?
Yeah, absolutely I have been. And most of the times I've ignored it. Once or twice I've turned around and said, it's really not on, lads. On one occasion I was told, I'm lucky I got a whistle at all. I should be happy. It should have made my day. What do you say to that? Like, what do you say to that? They're not my children. They're not my husband. They're not my brothers.
And what age group are we talking about here? Are we talking about young lads, like you, teenagers in their 20s, or is this confined to a particular group?
It is a mix. It's a mix. I mean, you'll get younger lads doing it if they're in a group. I do agree on one point with Ciara. They do get a little bit braver when they're with groups. But it's more generally older men, I find, the ones in their middle 40s. Maybe it's a custom that they've learned as they were growing up. But you do get younger lads doing it as well, you know. Look at the arse and whore and stuff like that, you know, like shouting and stuff. It's not just catcalling as in a whistle. You're actually getting, you know, some of the lads are pointing out, like, parts of women's bodies for others to turn around and look at. Like, I mean, that's unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. And how anybody in this day and age who are either rearing children, walking with women, who have sisters, who have nieces, who have mothers, who can think that, sure, that's all right, they're only out on a night, they're actually being out on a night out, and sure, they're only just being brave because they're quiet all the time. Like, what in the name of God does that even amount to? I'm shocked.
Ciara, do you hear what Janice is saying there? That, like, this is not just lads being lads. Like, this is shocking behaviour towards women.
Well, I think men are being constantly given down the banks, and they're silent. They never raise their head above the parapet. And here's the thing. Men are now afraid to hold the door open for a woman or to offer her a seat on the train or a bus.
But these men, we're not talking about men holding doors open or offering seats or being chivalrous in that way. We're talking about men making extremely unwanted comments about women on the street, referring to parts of their bodies. Like, surely you don't think that's acceptable, do you?
I feel perhaps all the energy women are putting into looking to be insulted all the time, if they put it into something worthwhile, they get an awful lot done because they are powerful. And that's all I have to say. And all the panels that I ever see on television, they're all the same panels, all the same women, and they have all the same tale to tell and all the same agenda. So that's all I have to say. And now I'm going to hang up. And thank you for having
me. You're going to hang up because you know that you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
I think we have lost Ciara there. I think she's made her point and she's hung up. But Janice, whatever came of that, that was an actual research project that you were doing, that walk around town to see what kind of reaction you got. Did anything come of it?
Yeah, we kind of got a report back and stuff like that in relation to what was next, and you know, you saw the posters that went up and things like that. It hasn't really moved on any further.
Those posters are basically saying, what was it? Catcalling isn't a compliment, or a sexist remark is not a compliment.
Yeah. And they did. It was really very, very. It did take off. It was very noticeable around the city. We had an awful lot of people talk to us about it, and say to us that we should do more about it. But it was an initiative that we took up with the UN, and it was just to kind of highlight it and to, you know, to reduce the sexual harassment against women and girls. It did work. We should be doing them every year. We definitely should be doing stuff like this every year.
Do you think it's getting better? Do you think it's becoming less prevalent, or, you know, are we going on a backward slide here?
No, I don't. Now, I have to say, most of the men that I have ever encountered in my life have been very, very positive towards women. And, you know, I wouldn't have had many of the experience that I just highlighted there a while ago. So I don't think we're getting worse. I just think that sometimes it's like, as if you forget about it for a while, we'll slip back. So I think
Now, Janice, I was just thinking, I mean, is there some situations where maybe men, as we say, they're in groups, they get braver, but also maybe they're intimidated as well, and they feel like they have to do this to be in with the gang, to be in with the boys, say on building sites or wherever this might be happening?
No, I don't buy that. I really don't. I mean, you're working with lads, you're working with people, and you build up relationships. Obviously, you do. You have to bit a laugh and what have you, but you have to put it to the point that a bit of laugh is, you know, everybody doesn't want the world to be really sad and really miserable. We all want to have a bit of fun and stuff like that, but you have to draw the line. You have to know what fun is and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. So, I mean, even in a group, if there was a 16 or a 17-year-old and there was a couple of older men and they're turning around and they're saying to him, I'll go on, give her a whistle. I can tell you now, I have a 19-year-old, a 14-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're all biased. And I know for a fact that if my son was in that situation, the elder boy, he would be able to turn around and say, well, just cop on to yourself. Like,
well, maybe your son, though, Janice, maybe not every 19-year-old would be that.
Yeah. I take that on board, but again, it's up to us to not make, you know, to have excuses there. Okay, fair enough, people can be intimidated and stuff like that, but we need to stop with the excuses now. We need to say, look, it's not acceptable. If this is happening to you in a workplace, if you are being bullied, if people are telling you to catcall on women, you need to stand up and say, listen, I'm uncomfortable with this. they're not listening to you, need to go to your lineman. So we need to just stub it out. We can't keep making excuses. We just can't. With excuses are there for centuries and centuries. We need to stamp it out now. It needs to be told. Every young man growing up, every young woman growing up needs to be just told, you know, this is not acceptable, this is acceptable.
Okay, Janice, stay with us because I want to bring in Margaret Garvey. Margaret, do you think that this is a serious issue?
I think, I cannot believe it's being discussed on the radio. It's inherited really probably from young men going to work on building sites in England, especially Irish men. They were suddenly on a height and nice-looking girls or not nice-looking girls passed by underneath. As I lived in London from the time I was 17, I heard many catcalls, but I don't hear them now. Not because I am not attractive, because I'm an older woman now. It's because young men are afraid. They're inhibited. And the other thing, why must everything be measured about...
Hang on a second. Are you saying that we should have an environment where young men should feel free to catcall?
No, I never said that. I repeat what I said.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said young men are inhibited. This is a more hostile climate for young men. That doesn't mean young men can't behave badly or young girls. What I'm saying is a serious... Talking about the UN and talking about disrespect for women and all that, I really don't think that warrants that, a catcall or a whistle or whatever it is. I don't hear them now at all. And my other question really was, why must everything be measured against President Trump? I mean, there were other presidents in America who hadn't respect for women either, you know. But
No doubt about that, Margaret. But I suppose the current incumbent is President Trump.
Yeah,
and we have him on tape saying some fairly extraordinary things about women.
No, the Trump era, you introduced it as though the Trump era was the era for disrespect for women. There's always disrespect for women and for men. And, I mean, what about the case of a young man whistling after another young man down on the street? How would that be taken?
Well, I mean, that's another point indeed. And if there's any young men out there who felt that they were the subject of catcalls that were unwarranted, we'd love to hear from them as well, because that's a similar issue.
I'm on my way anyway, but everything measured begins and ends with in the Trump era. We have had other eras and we will have.
Would you be a fan of Trump yourself, Margaret?
Well, why am I asked that? No, I didn't vote for Trump. A lot of my family in America. Trump is probably good for America. He has bad social skills. He appears very vulgar at times. But no worse than a lot of other politicians.
Aoife, where are you from?
Where do I come from? No, all right.
Thank you, Margaret. Aoife.
No, so don't forget your manners.
Yeah?
That's me told anyway. Thank you, Margaret. Aoife, where are you from yourself?
Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, so you're in Ireland for the summer, or?
Yeah, I'm visiting family on holiday.
And you were listening to our debate about catcalling.
Yeah, I heard it, and I heard Kira on the line, and she was talking about how she was defending the guys, and I was just very surprised, because girls need to support girls, like, if any change is ever going to happen, and I couldn't believe a girl was siding with the guys who catcalled a girl at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Indeed, well, we just had Margaret on as well. I mean, I think that the point that they were making, if I can make it for them again, is that they feel that men are under the cosh in the current climate, and that men are afraid to speak up for themselves.
I feel like men aren't afraid to speak up for themselves. Men are just being told not to catcall women, and then they're being shocked about it, because normally they were allowed to do whatever they wanted, no matter how uncomfortable it made women feel. And now that women are standing up, guys are complaining and saying they're feeling harassed. But really, they're just feeling how women have felt for, like, hundreds of years.
Fair play.
So, yeah, so you're saying that it's finally they get to walk in the shoes of what were women and what they've been feeling for a very long time.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we should treat men like how men have have treated women, because that's unfair, too. But we should, like, make men feel like they should treat women equally, and they shouldn't catcall them, and they shouldn't harass them. And I feel like that's just basic politeness, a basic human right for women to be treated equally. And guys are upset because they don't want to do that.
And Aoife, tell me, you're a young girl. I can hear from your voice. What age are you?
I'm 18.
Is this something you've experienced yourself, or something you've had to deal with?
Yeah. At home, it's a relatively safe town I live in, but, like, if you go out for a run, there's almost 100% chance you're going to get yelled at from the road or something like that. And, like, it's something I live with. It's really not that horrible, but I would prefer if it didn't happen. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And the fact that people are allowing it to happen and people are encouraging the guys that, like, do it, like, it's ridiculous.
Okay, stay with us, Aoife. Una,
yeah.
How would you react if somebody wolf-whistled you from a car or from the street?
I would be delighted. I'd be delighted. It put a spring in my step.
Would you, Una?
It was ever so, yes. When I was young. I'm old now, of course, they wouldn't whistle anymore. But when they did, it delighted me.
So you're missing the old days, the good old days.
Why don't women grow up, for Christ's sake? They complain in every bloody day about something. If it isn't feed my, who's going to feed my kids? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? God love them.
So basically,
Jesus, they're wrapped in soft. The kids are going, the young girls are going out around past my house. They've hardly any clothes on them. They're screaming like banshees.
Do you not?
Go down and they're talking about football, nice and quiet.
Oh my God,
Janice.
Yeah. Oh my God. I say you don't have many whistles now. That one on the phone. That's what's wrong.
Okay, Una, we won't have that kind of talk now. We won't have that kind of talk, Janice. You want?
No, you want it one-sided.
To be perfectly honest with you, Una, here's the truth. I have enough love and enough attention in my life off of the people who I love, who love me back. I do not need to feel validated when I am out on the street.
Well, you need to worry. No one's going to work with you.
Okay. We won't make this personal now. Una and Janice. Nobody can hear either of you now. And I'm just going to ask you, please, let's not get personal.
Beautiful men, lovely mannered men, and gentlemen, and
so do I. I rear in them, and I'm married to one, and my father is one, and my brothers are them. No loads of them.
Your point, anyway, Una, generally your point is that you think women are easily insulted again, exactly as Ciara was saying earlier on.
You know what annoys me on the radio? About having the politicians do it too. They say, we this, and we don't like that, and we do this. We shouldn't have this. Don't people speak to me, and they talk about bloody equality. I do not want to be equal to anybody, because I am myself, and I'm strong enough to be myself.
But
and nobody
will
insult me. They can try to insult me like you're trying to do now. You're trying to cut me off. Nobody can insult me. I'm a strong person, stand alone, and that's the way it should be.
I think it's good you're strong and the
people all ringing up, you're anti-men.
Not at all.
You wait till your lads grow up and get some of this anti-women thing, the bloody
women going anti-women. Not at all. Equality for everybody.
You're not talking to me about me and for me. I can speak for myself.
Nobody is talking to you or for you or about you.
If some guy whistled me and I didn't like it, I would tell him.
But you just said that you loved it. So you either do or you
don't.
I do
love it. If I didn't like it, I would say it to him.
Well, that's what we're saying. We don't like it.
But then again, I wouldn't like to embarrass the poor fella.
No, not at all.
I enjoyed every minute and any compliment I ever had in my lifetime. And I was pretty good looking.
Una, can I just put you
every
in a...
Every compliment I ever got from a man, I loved it and I lapped it up.
Can I put you in a judge? What Sinead was saying, which kicked off this conversation, was that she was in a very quiet street. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. She basically got a bit of a fright. She was a bit scared that this thing came out at her. Would there be any circumstances that you might feel a bit intimidated if you were on your own
I would love to be down that road. I would love to. It would make me happy for the day.
Okay, fair enough. Stay with us, Una. Sheila.
At least they saw me and recognised me and thought I was pretty.
Oh my God.
Sheila Brennan. Sheila?
Yes.
You think Sinead should just have walked on and ignored us?
Walking and ignoring them.
I think she did actually walk on and ignore them, but only because she didn't have a response in the moment.
Didn't she look around to see who they were? You don't even do that. You keep looking forward and keep walking.
Ah, sure. It is a natural response, surely, to see who's just shouting at you.
Sinead, whoever she is.
Sinead O'Carroll.
Obviously doesn't know that women got equality in the 70s. Did you know that? It's written in legislation in this country. Women are equal to men. Did you know that?
So is it is the fight over? So all feminists should disband because it's over.
You.
We won.
Listen,
it's over.
I'm, as I said, I'm an older woman. I'm in my 70s.
Sure.
And I remember the day that legislation happened, and the person turned around to me and said to me, "They have lost all respect."
Who
because
has lost all respect?
Now, so they have to take everything.
So
that person was an experienced person.
Can I make a point here?
Yes, who, Aoife?
Yeah.
Please do.
Just because it's written into legal legislation doesn't mean that the culture has changed at all. I mean, it was just last year, if I'm not mistaken, that like the ban against abortion got overturned. So though like women were technically equal in the 70s, it's been taken this long for women to have the choice to control what they do with their own bodies. And that's part of the culture, and it's part of the culture in, like, so many different places.
Listen, Aoife.
Yeah.
We all know, we are Irish, and we went through the thing. I voted in all the referendums.
Yeah.
And I voted yes in all the referendums. And I'm telling you, it took that many years to get to where we are today. It has taken, I'm 78, and it has taken 60 of those 78 years to get where we are today. That's when the revolution started.
Yeah, so it's a change in the culture. So what I'm saying is just because it's written into the legislation doesn't mean it's true and it's happening in society. And like the
we
same
know,
thing is happening back
we
home.
We know.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Women are not equal to men in this country yet. We are not. We're still so far behind them. Men get paid more for jobs.
Excuse me.
I asked, could I come in?
Sorry, that's Janice there, Sheila.
Oh, excuse me just for a second.
Yeah.
We are
I
getting
asked,
there.
Could I come in?
We are getting there.
Yeah, but we're not equal yet.
If women were running this country, it would be in a better place.
But men at the moment are paid more money for the same job as women. Men at the moment are
well,
paid more
money. Well, it's supposed to be equal pay for equal work.
See, but it's not. It's not. And just because legislation came about in the 70s to say that women should be treated equally, we still haven't got over that hurdle.
I'm going to tell you now, my opinion there is a lot of places are not unionised.
Agree.
And if people join the unions, and it's their legal right to join a union, whether
Absolutely.
The company likes it or not.
Yeah, can I bring you back to the point you were making when we went to your first? Well, you were saying that you there was mixed feelings about that when that legislation came in the 1970s, that maybe while gaining the equality in legislation, that we were losing something as well.
We
was that your point?
We were losing the respect of men.
I have noticed it,
and I'm, as I say, an old woman. You go to places, I've noticed it, and it's young people, I'm talking about 12, 13, 14-year-olds, it's not that into them that they have to have respect for older people.
But what has that got to do with the equality legislation?
I was going to work one morning, and I asked two particular children, and they were going to a private school in South County Dublin. A fee-paying school, no names, no scandal. And I asked these people, this couple got on and they would have been what I am now, my age. And they were very, very weak. They were, you know, fragile. And I said to these two boys, would you please give those people the seat? Now, I was standing. And they said, no, we have paid for our seat. And do you know what I answered them? Well, I hope when you're their age, you'll realise what I said.
I still don't get how that is connected with the legislation on equality.
It's connected with the rearing of the people.
Okay.
If you rear your children to be mannerly, your boys, your girls, to be mannerly, and to respect other people, no matter who they are or what they are, and not make little of them, and not make fun of them, and not not even mention their disabilities, and a lot of it went on. And it goes on today.
Okay, Sheila, will you stay with us? Because I do have to take a break, but I do want to continue this conversation.
Yeah.
51551 is our text number, 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're getting lots of calls in about wolf whistling and catcalling and people on different sides of that argument. Elizabeth Allen, how do you feel when you get catcalled?
Hi, Katie. I just text in because I just don't find it complimentary at all. It's, you know, I'd say it's happened to every woman walking, and I don't think every man means it in a degrading or horrible way, but I feel intimidated, and it happened to me recently. I was just walking by, minding my own business, and there were maybe three or four guys in the balcony, and they started shouting at me. And my instinctive reaction is really not to make eye contact, because I just kind of want them to stop and just keep going. And then when I didn't respond, just the litany of abuse that follows.
What kind of, we don't want to use any bad language air, but what kind of things were they saying?
Not even that bad, but just, you know, it's even just the tone of the way they say it, and it's a kind of mocking thing, you know, cheer up, it'll never happen, or, you know, smile with you or whatever. And then, to be honest, if that's fun to them, that's fine, but I just don't want to get involved. And I just want to keep going with my head down, and I just don't find it complimentary at all. Like, I really don't know how anybody does. So that was really all that I was going to say. I mean, it even happened to me when I was pregnant. It just makes you feel a bit sick. Don't understand.
You were catcalled or wolf whistled when you were visibly pregnant?
Very visibly, yeah. Yeah, it's just uncomfortable. I just wish guys would kind of grow up a bit, because they seem to do it when they're in a pack rather than on their own, and they do it to be macho, I think, amongst themselves, and I just think it's kind of a bit ridiculous.
Do you think that there's just an education thing we need here, that a lot of men and young lads and men and old men, that they don't actually understand how that might make a woman feel?
Maybe, yeah. I just think it's a bit of cop on. But I suppose not many men have had it done to them, so they mightn't understand the intimidation, especially when you're on your own. If you're on your own, like even in this day and age, it's quite intimidating. And it can be intimidating to walk anywhere on your own. But when you have, you know, you don't really want to meet a group of guys, you know, on your own. You just want to get to your destination, whatever. But when they start shouting at you, it's just not nice. I mean, you could be in the safest place. I'm from a pretty safe place, but I just still wouldn't like it. It's just not, I don't feel in any way secure, or just would rather it didn't happen. I'm pretty sure younger women would feel the same.
Stay with us, Elizabeth. Mary, you would disagree.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, lovely show. Very interesting, different comments. Yes, I'm 71 now, and I wish I could get one wolf whistle. But when I was in my teens, well, when I was about 17, I lived in the UK, and I worked in a very large garage. And I used to have to pass up and down. There was about 100 young men there, and it was wolf whistles all the way, and I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah, made me feel good.
Were you not?
Because I felt I looked good. I mean, I had my tight skirt and my beehive hairdo and my stilettos and, you know, the big bust and narrow waist. So, yes, I loved it.
But was it because, I suppose, you were at work, you were secure, you knew you were fine? Would you feel the same if you got that type of attention, you know, in an alleyway or a dark street or a quiet road?
Well, maybe nowadays it might be different. In them days, you know, it was more innocent, to be honest. But I do think that women do make a big fuss about nothing these days. You know, they just should take it. Depending how far they go. But I mean, you know, a few guys giving a wolf whistle. No, it wouldn't bother me.
But you heard Elizabeth there saying that it's just she just feels very intimidated by it, and she just
Can you imagine that
for some women that they really, really, really don't want that kind of attention?
Why do
they,
why do women go out all dressed up then and looking, you know, trying to attract men? What do they expect? You know what I mean?
Well, my sense from Elizabeth is that
it's just to be admired. That's all, and you know, you can look but don't touch.
But Elizabeth was telling us that she got catcalls when she was visibly heavily pregnant. I don't think she was out looking for attention.
Well, that is out of the question altogether. No, I wouldn't agree with that at all. That's disrespectful.
But I think, Mary, a lot of women who are going about their business in their, you know, their office gear or their work gear or their jeans or whatever, and they find themselves the subject of this kind of carry-on.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's what it was like in the 60s, and we had a laugh. It was all sort of innocent, to be quite honest, you know. And I think things have changed for the worse now, to be honest. You know, the state, they're too serious now, even though they go out half naked, you know. Why do they go out looking like that? There's no need for it. We never did.
And tell me...
And then they complain.
And that, when you were... Did you move from Ireland to England?
Yeah, I lived in Ireland until I was 12, and then I moved to the UK. And then I moved back here about 17 years ago.
And you were working, obviously, in this very male environment, this big garage.
Yes.
And you loved it?
I did, and they were lovely. They were lovely people. You know, they were lovely young guys.
Were there any of those pin-up calendars that we often see in garages?
Oh, there was.
And
there was.
Like those topless pin-up?
Yes, yes. I mean, you wouldn't take much notice, you know. They wouldn't comment on it. They'd be just there, maybe.
And that never bothered you at all?
No.
And looking back now, do you think it should have bothered you?
No. Okay. I think it's a shame it's all gone, because it was all innocent fun. Times have changed now, I suppose, you know. There were different times. But even now, you know, I think just a wolf whistle, well, so what, you know, makes you feel good.
Well, I'm not sure it makes everyone feel good now, Mary.
I feel sorry for them, to be honest. Anyway, I'll leave it there.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary, for calling in with that. Pori Costello, would a wolf whistle make you feel good?
It might at this stage of my life, in my 40s. You never know. Women don't normally, I suppose, do that sort of thing. That's what I was calling in was because I was at a bar by myself having a couple of pints, and during the night, a woman came up behind me and slapped me pretty hard in the ass.
That came out of nowhere there. So you're sitting on your own in a bar having a pint.
Yeah.
And a woman that you didn't know.
No. There was a couple of them that were just to one side of me, and they'd been talking away and laughing away for a while. A woman came up behind me because I was standing at the bar and hit me pretty hard enough that it actually hurt.
And did she say something?
No, I turned around, and this girl, she's probably in her mid-20s. I'm in my 40s, you know. And you're looking at her and say, well, what was that for? And they just laughed. And you look around the bar, and there's men standing there, and no one said a word. Perfectly fine.
And what did
Not just a wolf whistle, but you're physically...
That's a physical, yes. I mean, some might call that, go so far as to say it's an assault.
Well, I tell you, you go down to the guards and tell them about that and see what they do.
And what did you do?
I just, you know, they laughed at me. I turned around. No one had said anything. I just turned back and started drinking my pint again. I then left when I finished the pint.
How did you feel about it, though?
Well, someone invaded my personal space. Someone had hit me. I couldn't believe it actually hurt. She hit me that hard that it hurt. Because I'm a fairly, you know, strong person. I keep myself reasonably fit. I was very upset about it. But because I'm a man, I don't. If I went to the guard station, no one would just tell you to go home because I'm a man. So there is, I mean, the woman talking earlier was saying about, you know, men are being silent. Yes, we are silent. Now, she said, made some points, didn't express it very well, but she does have a point. We are silent. A man can't do anything about that. And that's not the first time that's happened to me. I've had my arse pinched in a bar one night. I turned around to the girl, and her friend, her male friend, said, "Why is he looking at you?" She said, "Oh, I just pinched him in the arse." And she walked off.
I have to say, I'm kind of shocked that you have not one but two serious stories of unwarranted physical attention.
Honest to God, well, and you taught me that. I do not believe in men wolf-fisting women. I've never done it. None of my friends ever do it. I don't see the point of it. I don't know what it's about, even. I don't know. Why, I don't know, because you're not going to attract a woman, I imagine, by shouting obscenities at her.
Yep.
So.
Would you say that what has happened to you, do you think that that's common enough? Has it happened to any of your friends? Would you be aware of anyone else that's happened to?
To tell you the truth, offhand, I can't think of any right now. I'm sure I'm not the only one it happens to, but I mean, like, say, men cannot complain about that because we're men, and it's okay the other way around. It's okay. I was in a relationship for 6 years where I was physically and emotionally abused. There was no exit for me. There's no shelters for men in the country. Mm. I actually contacted this show about the same issue 5 or 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. No reply to it whatsoever. And you look at the posters about gender violence. It's about women. And yes, it does happen in large parts to women, but it happens to men too, and we can't say anything. We're terrified.
Well, it's definitely a conversation we should be having, Padraig.
No, but I'm not a small man. This is what it's led to. Men are afraid to speak, to the point that they can be... It took me 6 years to get out of a relationship. I had to secretly rent another place and escape. Luckily, I had the money to do it. I know, obviously, the other way around, women don't have the money to do it quite often. Thankfully, that's changing. But it is part of the larger conversation. And what that woman was referring to about men being silent.
Okay, stay with us, because we have some more men actually calling through to us on this. We need to take another break. 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or email us at joe@rte.ie. William.
Yes.
You're a lorry driver?
Yes.
Have you ever wolf whistled at a woman?
No.
Would you?
No.
But you have been in the company of somebody who does.
An employee of mine about 25 years ago was sitting in the Arctic truck beside me. And we were going through the village of Selbridge. Nice sunny morning. And he had his window down. Now, he's a nice kind of a fella. Great chap to have a yap with. But he spotted a girl beside him walking on the path, going the same direction as the truck. And he wolf whistled at her. And now, I can't remember what I said to him. I don't know. But I continued on driving. But I knew that we weren't going to get too far, because the traffic was very bad ahead as we approached that bad bridge in Selbridge. Mm-hmm. But my helper hadn't noticed that we weren't going to get too far. So being a truck driver, I kind of have to check both sides of the truck mirror-wise as I proceed. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the girl getting closer and closer.
And did she have a particular expression on her face?
Well, she was trying to up the ante a little bit to get up alongside the truck. Now, I knew what was going to happen because my helper still had his window open and he's kind of leaning semi-out it, you know, his left arm out the door, over the door. So the truck then eventually came to a halt and she had made, say, 150 yards right beside him. Now, I can't remember if it was a newspaper or something, but she had something in her hand. Obviously, I can't remember 25 years ago, but she gave him an awful belt on the shoulders. And he didn't see it coming, but I did. I was watching it. I could see her coming up. And he absolutely nearly dropped dead. He jumped out of the seat with the fright, because he didn't see it going to happen. He didn't know what happened. So, of course, I was laughing away because we were stopped. I was able to laugh. And that was all. That
how,
was it.
How did he react himself?
He just went so red in the face. It was unbelievable. He got caught.
He got caught, I was going to say. Exactly,
that
he got
was it.
Caught.
There was no moral discussion after between me and him, or if there was, I can't remember. But it's just a little story that he got caught, he forgot about the traffic, and the young lady was walking the same speed as the truck for most of the time, caught up with him, and I could see it happen, because I could see her, and I said nothing to him. but he's got a belt on the back and he nearly died. And that was it.
And fair play to that young lady. She wasn't going to let it go anyway. Okay.
Well, that's it.
Okay, William, thank you for that one. A cautionary tale for anyone out there. Think about the traffic. Pat. Have I got Pat on there?
Yeah, hello.
How are you, Pat?
I'm not bad. I was just making a sandwich.
Right, okay. What were you going to put in it?
I have some mixed salad, salmon, and cheddar, a bit of cheddar.
Very nice.
I'm after driving from Wexford and I was listening to the show. I must be, I've stopped off now anyway. But I found it all to be a bit, we can be too politically correct. It was a bit overboard, I feel anyway. It was all taken as a bit of fun. Even my wife was the butt of it. Sometimes in Dublin City, and she just laughed it off and took it as a compliment. I think in some instances we can be too politically correct. And everybody commands respect, and we give it, and we have to be chivalrous, even though that's dying, I think, quite a lot, in places where necessary. But I have to put the shoe on the other foot, and okay, I've heard something from other male and a lady there, an English lady speaking as well. But on a Dublin street one time, I was confronted, they just kind of stopped. The car stopped with four females in it, and pretty jolly they were at the time, and they asked me how much I charged.
Oh, the joke was that you may have been offering services.
Or I was gigolo or whatever
Indeed.
That, but there wasn't. And I was kind of stuck to the footpath. This is in Dublin Street now. Kind of stuck to the footpath, and then I took it, and then I said, have a good time, girls, and walked off and felt about 10 foot tall, walked away like that way. That was all. But initial shock, though.
Yeah, I mean, how did that make you feel, actually? Did you feel embarrassed, intimidated a little bit? How did it make you feel?
Initially intimidation, but I walked away then and said, well, okay, I must fit the bill in their eyes or whatever it's up for. But I felt okay at the time. Initially shocked, all right. Yeah, initially shocked.
Yeah, well, given that, I mean, do you think anyone has the right to make somebody else, a complete stranger, minding their own business, you know, feel shocked or intimidated in any way?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
If it's all in good fair and good fun, that's okay and fine. But everybody differs, and it's people's perception, and not everybody is the same.
You're changing your tune now, though, Pat. You were telling me a minute ago that we were too politically correct and we should get over it.
Oh, but no, within reason, like, you know. But if a person accepts, whatever they want to call it, within reason, and it's in a fun type of a situation or a scenario, not totally in a quiet street like you related this morning, it's fine once accepted by the person, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk to Ryan. Ryan, you have had some unwanted attention yourself.
I have indeed. I've had lots of attention in the past over the many, many years, going around to various clubs and pubs and GAA places where I frequent and whatever. But I found that, this is a completely a one-sided thing, because it's women versus the women against the men all the time. It's always knocking the men, and the men...
We've had quite a few women standing up for men, actually, and we've had Pádraig talking about his own experience.
Yeah, you've only lately had the men coming on in the last few minutes, literally. It's only the first three quarters of an hour of this show was man bashing the man down all the time. And I wouldn't mind, but to me it's pathetic that if that is the case. In this world that we live, the 21st century, we have a situation where women are so out there, and it's like as if I've been in clubs and pubs, as I said, and the amount of women, not only me, but for friends that I was with, that have actually hit me on the backside on several occasions and come up and put their arms around me and felt my privates. And I said to myself...
Just to stop you there, Ryan.
Seriously.
You're saying that more than one woman has come, a total stranger,
past,
has come up to you and felt your privates.
Yes, absolutely.
In a nightclub situation, in a club
or a place out in a bar or somewhere, they come over. They have a few drinks on them. They're feeling friendly. They're feeling whatever, and suddenly they're feeling frisky and whatever, and they come on to you. And then you're trying to stand back, and you're kind of, well, I better not, because she's a few drinks on her, and I don't want to get too involved here because she might think I'm taking advantage of her. That type of thing. So I just feel it's just.
Well, how does? Can I just ask you now? Because that is to me that is a fairly extreme social interaction, to put it mildly. How would that make you feel? I mean, that some people would be very, very intimidated by that.
That's what I'm saying, Kate. If the shoe was on the other foot, if I'd done that to most women and I got anywhere, I hit any women on the backside close to their back areas and such as that, women they'd absolutely be furious with you. They'd probably turn around and give you one punch and you'd be gone, you know, literally on the deck. And I said, it's okay for women to do it, but when
can I come in?
Is that Janice?
Yeah.
Come in, Janice.
No, it's certainly not okay for women to do it, Ryan. I'm sorry that you've ever experienced something like that. And nobody was men bashing, especially not me. As I said already, I have three men in my life, my three sons. I have my husband, my father, and my two brothers. I wouldn't be men bashing men. What I am saying is that equality is for everybody, not just for women. And if that has happened to you before, which I don't do, it shouldn't have. And it should be treated the same way as if it happened to a woman by a man as well. It should be treated the same way because nobody wants unwanted attention. Nobody wants unwanted touching and feeling. And nobody wants unwanted abuse. Nobody wants that across the board, men or women. So I'm telling you as a woman, that's unacceptable that you had that happen to you over a number of times over the last 10 years. That is highly unacceptable. The same way it is highly unacceptable if a man did it to a woman.
Yeah, well, as I say, what the annoying part about it is, if it's okay for a woman to do it to a man over the many years that it has happened. But the thing is, if I went up to a policeman or a door security and said it happened to me, they'd say, get a life. How many drinks have you had on you, whichever. And then, this woman now, she's going around and she's feeling friendly with all. And I've seen the same individuals then when the action didn't work with me, they actually went on to other men and they started feeling their backsides and their back, and you know, and putting their arms and being very, very, you know, very loose with men that they didn't even know, and being sort of throwing themselves on men in the pubs and clubs that I go to. And I couldn't believe it. I says, this is really no wonder it sorts out, so we get the odd occasional from time to time build fellas on building sites and fellas in places where they're working, even in football grounds you might get a couple of fellas wolf whistling, but it's all in a gesture. And I know women, a lot of women don't like it,
it's not all in gesture, because you didn't appreciate getting a slap on the ass off a woman or somebody grabbing you by your private. You didn't appreciate that. So a woman has the right to not appreciate somebody catcalling her down the street. It's the same. If you're going to ask for equality for one, ask it for everybody. And the fact is that women aren't treated equally in this country at the moment on a number of things. But men also are suffering, and I understand that totally. But that's the culture, and we all have to break that.
Yeah, Janice,
men need to start speaking up for themselves. Men need to start saying to women, if it happens, listen, that's not on. I don't appreciate that. You need to go and report it. Whether the people will believe you or not, you still need to do it, because it happened to women for so long. Look at the Magdalen Laundry. All of that was being reported and nobody believed them.
But Janice, doesn't Ryan have a point there, though, that there is a different response to, say, if a woman had been grabbed in a private area in a social setting like that, that would be taken quite seriously by a bouncer. But you can imagine, and there are a lot of circumstances where you wouldn't get the same response as a man going with the identical complaint.
I totally appreciate that. I totally see where that can happen, because it is, you know, men can be very judgmental towards other men the same way women can be very judgmental towards other women, and they can flag and say, would you go up out of that? You'd be lucky if that happened and stuff like that. But that's the type of thing we have to stamp out as well. Look at the rape victim who goes into a court. She has to prove that she was raped. The man doesn't have to prove his innocence. She has to prove that she was raped.
Well, that is the legal
exactly. So we have to break all of these bars. These barriers are there and we need to break them. And the only way we can break them is by being vocal, by standing up for ourselves, by telling people it's unacceptable, it's inappropriate, it's highly offensive, it's not right, and people then will come around to not accepting it. I mean, years ago, a catcall was deemed as acceptable by some women, but not all. Well, not all. You can be guaranteed that some of the women that spoke today had friends who didn't think it was acceptable to be catcalled off of a building site. You can be guaranteed it's not only something that has happened in the 21st century. This has been going on for years and years, and women have been put through this for years and years.
Okay. Janice, stay with me. I want to go to Kirsten Brown. Kirsten, do you think that this is something we should be taking very seriously, as Janice was saying there?
I just think that, you know, women in the world today are becoming more anti-men than pro-women. And I think we need to stop concentrating on separate what men and women can and can't do. And, you know, kind of going with the world trend of painting the men as the devil and start concentrating more on raising strong women who are able to handle this happening to them. We're not, who are going to be able to defend themselves and to be strong enough to either let go, do something about it, or keep walking away. Now, women want to be treated as equal, but we're not treating men equally. You know, it's mind-boggling to me, you know. Like your man said there a second ago, he was grabbed with his private parts, and, like, is that 100% true? If he went up to a security guard and said, is that you, they, you know, go off, you've had too many drinks, or get over yourself, you know? And you have your man, Terry Crew, one of the actors, he starred in White Chicks and a lot of other films. He was, you know, grabbed by his agent, who was a woman, and they were asking, you know, you're 2 foot taller than her, you're about 100 pounds heavier than her. Why didn't you do something? He said, what am I supposed to do? No one would take me seriously. So it's all about, you know, women, screw men. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, you're one tweeting about, you know, of course, I don't think it's okay that she was whistled out at 7 o'clock in the morning and whatever. But it's so, you know, it was just, I don't want to say boys being boys, but it was just playful. And then if it got to the point of going up and following her home, of course that's intimidating and scary. But, you know, they whistled at her. She tweeted about it looking for a bit of attention. If it bothers you that much, tell your mother about it. You know, we don't need to involve
everyone. Well, I'm sure Sinead isn't still with us, but I'm sure she would say she wanted to open a debate about it and point out that it's not always okay, that it's not just laddish behaviour, and that actually it can be a bit scary and a bit intimidating if you're at the wrong end of it.
But why don't we start at home with why? What could I have done different instead of involving everyone else in our issues? No.
What could she have done different? She was walking into work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right, absolutely. What I'm saying is, you know, just ignore it, get over it, tell your mother all these idiots outside will whistle at me, whatever. Like, I'm 22 years of age, I'm a well-educated woman, I've lived all over the world, I lived in Spain particularly, I lived in Magaluf, so you can imagine, you know, the catcalling and everything you got aside from there for two years. But, I mean, you either tell them where to go or you get, I mean, we can't help how people are rare. That someone there a little while ago made a point about. We can't help it, but what we can help is how we react to things.
Hello, Kelly.
I feel involving everyone and being like, oh, woe is me, I'm this victim, it's terrible, you can't be at that. I mean, just grow up a little bit. I really think we have more important issues to be focusing on, I feel.
Okay.
Oh, Katie, Ryan here.
Ryan, yes, Ryan.
That's just on a couple of things there. I know you're probably trying to get everybody else in there as such. But I have sisters, okay? This will briefly put it into things in its box. I've got sisters, right? And it's as simple as this. I don't like, I wouldn't like any of them being whistled at in a derogatory manner. And I've actually, in the past, over the number of many years that I've, as I say to these girls that are listening out there, and I say this to the girls, and I've done this, I've actually, when men were in my company and they whistled and they gave women a horrible slagging and maybe said furious and filthy words and language to them, and I'd say, listen, lads, come on, will you get a life, grab, you know, cop onto yourself, would you? How old are you? How old are you? I'd say to them. For God's sake, you're a fully grown man. You're going on like a teenager there, as if you're a 45, 50-year-old man and 30, 35-year-old. These are the men in them circles I deal with. And I've come across many men, and I've actually pulled them up myself over it.
Okay,
no, I don't accept it, because I have sisters, and I wouldn't like it done to them. It's as simple as that. So, girls, we're not all bad. Not all boys are bad. And another thing about the other thing there, Katie, as well, I noticed that and when it comes to certain things, when it comes to men, women, it's always men that's bashing the women and beating up women in the past and over the many years and in court cases and all that. At the end of the day, there's quite an awful lot of men, four men out there, they have a group of men from that over the years that have come on the radio stations like this and said, there's quite a substantial amount of men have been abused and punched and kicked by their partners and their wives and their boyfriends and whatever, or their girlfriends. And nothing is ever done. It's all taken. Oh, sure, you know, a man is a man. He should be able to take it on the chin, turn the other cheek. It's not on. So the women need to wise up, and if they want respect from the men, they need to give us the respect, and we'll then in turn give them the respect that they deserve.
Okay. Ryan, Pat and Kirsten, thank you very much. 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Calls still coming in at a fierce rate on this catcalling issue. Nicole, you're a busker.
Yes, I am.
So do you get, is this part of the thing you have to deal with as a busker out there?
It is so common. I'm one of the few female buskers, and I do busk at night because I do it for a living, and you make more money at night. I busk in Galway City. And
would you be on your own?
I would be sometimes on my own. More recently, I'm with a band of all guys, and oddly enough, none of this happens when I'm surrounded by men. But I do also busk on my own. And a few years ago, the worst thing that happened to me so far, hopefully it won't happen again, was a group of about half a dozen big guys, like huge guys, came up. They were drunk. I think they were a stag party. I was busking on my own. They surrounded me. They were laughing and jeering and singing along. And then all of a sudden, one of them dropped his trousers and started rubbing up against me. I was mid-song. Started rubbing up against me like a dog. And this was in the middle of the street, packed street, summertime, Galway. Tons of witnesses, including a bouncer down the street at a pub. And his friends were egging him on and laughing, and they thought this was the most hilarious thing in the world. And I didn't know what to do, to be honest. They were huge. They were so big, and I'm not a big woman. And I just kept singing because I didn't know what to do.
You sang your way through this experience.
I did, and eventually one of his less drunk friends pulled him off me, and his friends who pulled him off me got jeered at stopping it. But he did pull them off me, and they stumbled their way down the street. I was shaking. I immediately packed up. I stopped busking, and I immediately went to the guards, like, without stopping or anything. And the guards told me that this was so commonplace there was nothing they could do.
That a man dropping his trousers and rubbing himself up against you is so commonplace, yes, that there's nothing they could do.
Well, I think they meant sexual harassment and just these types of things. And the guard at the time said, they're probably gone on their way down the street. There's really nothing we can do. So then I took it upon myself. I went back out and I told every single bouncer on every single door of every single pub not to let them in.
So you might have had the satisfaction of ruining their night, at least.
Hopefully.
But I can imagine, very intimidating though, Nicole.
It was incredibly intimidating, and that's the worst that's happened. I mean, but the sexual harassment happens on a regular basis. I mean, the most common thing that happens, and this would happen pretty much every day if I'm busking on my own, guys, total strangers, will come up and kiss me. Just randomly.
And again, how do you handle that? You just keep doing what you're doing?
I mean, basically choose your battles. I mean, I need to make a living. I need to keep singing. I do have a microphone, so on occasion I have spoken into the microphone back to them. And I do tend to do that more and more because I do believe that this behavior needs to be checked. It needs to be stopped. These men need to be told that that's not okay, because our culture still tells them that it's okay, that boys will be boys, and it's okay for them to do that. And it's not okay. No. So I don't think ignoring it is the best course of action. Of course, sometimes you have to ignore it because something worse could happen, potentially, and I understand that. I completely understand that. But the kissing on the cheek, lately I've just said something like, you know, how were you raised that that's okay? Or something, you know.
Janice, does this kind of surprise you, the level of, I don't know what you'd call it actually. This
harassment.
Yeah, harassment is the only word for it indeed.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you that a busker out there plying her trade would be having to deal with this?
No, it doesn't surprise me. And the thing about it is, it doesn't surprise me that when she went to the guards that was the response that she got from them as well, because let's talk about them for a while. They need to be trained in dealing with stuff like this and taking it very seriously. And it's not just men doing it to women, it's women doing it to men as well. We've seen it so many times where, you know, men have gone to report instances of domestic violence and they haven't had any help with it. And we've also seen that with women as well. So that the whole force needs to be trained properly how to deal with this and not just fob it off because it happens all the time. That's again... playing into the hands of the culture that's there, not stamping it out.
Okay, Janice, we're going to have to leave it there. It all started today with that tweet from Sinead O'Carroll, but we found out some extraordinary stories over the course of the last hour and a quarter. BCO Today was Laura Lee Davies, Jamie Doyd was on sound, research was by Rachel Breslin and Lydia Murphy, Angus McNally produced, and Ray Darcy is next.